happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Grammys went ahead as planned in Los Angeles.
Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga underscoring the vibe of the night at the Grammy Awards on CBS after the catastrophic wildfires that ravaged the area just weeks ago.
We are L.A. strong.
Members of the L.A. County Fire Department handing out the award for Album of the Year, Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter.
I just feel very full and very honored. It's been many, many years.
Which also picked up Best Country Album. That faced stiff criticism since its release, Beyoncé addressing the topic.
I think sometimes genre is a cold word to keep us in our place as artists.
Matt Wolf, CBS News.
Could there be a purge coming to the FBI? The Trump administration is scrutinizing field agents who were assigned to work on cases related to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. CBS News investigative producer Pat Milton.
FBI supervisors across the country received a questionnaire to distribute to certain agents in their field offices containing questions about the agents' work on January 6th Capitol riot cases. The agents must respond to the questionnaire, after which point decisions about their employment within the Bureau could be made.
Elon Musk hosted an X Spaces discussion about the Department of Government Efficiency. He said USAID, the agency that gives out foreign development aid, is beyond repair, and the whole thing has to go. He says he asked President Trump, who said, "We're shutting it down." Secretary of State Rubio met with Panamanian President Jose Raul Moreno Sunday on his first overseas trip. He told the leader that China is too much influence over the critical waterway and the U.S. could retaliate. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Panama City.
The Trump administration notes that there's a new bridge being constructed by the Chinese. There's a port that's run by a Hong Kong-based company. And the concern the administration has is that any Chinese entity is at the whim of the Chinese Communist Party. And if for some reason the Chinese government were to tell these companies slow or stop traffic on the canal, it would disrupt the flow of goods and significantly disrupt the American economy.
Crews are preparing to raise the wreckage of the aircraft that crashed into the Potomac after an Army helicopter collided with a passenger plane. 55 of 67 victims have been recovered so far. Gerber is recalling edible sticks meant to ease teething pain over a possible choking hazard. It's recalling and discontinuing its brand of Soothe & Chew teething sticks after receiving customer complaints about choking. They are edible teethers marketed to parents and guardians of children 6 months and older. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Yo. We are local music.
Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass, you can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. We got a big hour coming up. We'll dive right into it right after a double dip from Sunspot. I love this song. Turn it up. Spend the night. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in the murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Battlefield where the wounds never healed. We'll see what the worms reveal when I spend the night. I'll spend the night with the gallows pole in my hand, Charonzo bowl. I'll sleep in a 6-foot hole and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Oh, oh. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain. Spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain, so we'll spend the night.
Profile on a pike. They're driving
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of Sunspot there. That is American Monsters. Spend the Night before that. Hey, great news. Sunspot's currently at Cherry Pit Studios recording brand new music for us. Can't wait for that to come out. And of course, that means Mike, Ben, and Wendy will make their annual visit to Max Inc. To talk about the new music and whatever else is happening with the band. They also have a great podcast if you're into paranormal. It's called See You on the Other Side. You get the information about the new music. You can get the information about the podcast and upcoming shows at sunspotmusic.com. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin every Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight here on Civic Media. Don't forget, if you want to grab the podcast from previous shows, you can do that right now at civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. radio page. On the way this hour, movie writer and director Michael Graff joins us with Terry Barr, actually. They're going to chat about the brand new film Green and Gold, which is being released this weekend across Wisconsin. They're going to discuss why the film was shot here in Wisconsin, and the music that was part of the film is so important. They'll have that full discussion after 8:30 tonight with Terry Barr, with movie writer and director Michael Graff. Also, Ja Boogie from Natty Nation, he'll join me next hour, and Rob Roberts will have after hours after 10 o'clock. Don't forget, you can text the show right now, 844-967-2789. Text us directly from the Civic Media app. That's actually the best way to do it. You can get the app right now at your favorite app store or at civicmedia.us. I would love to hear from you tonight. Maybe shoot me a suggestion for some songs. I got music on the way this hour from Radio for Pets. We'll also do the Rotten Tommies. Right now, it's brand new music from Queen of Dreams. Their brand new album, Savivian. It's out, and it's so, so good. They just played their release show last night up at Studio 301 in Portage. And from all accounts, the show kicked ass. Here is brand new Queen of Dreams, Beneath the Ice of Snow. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
As the shock begins to fade through the gate, have I come too late? All the change one moment's made, tangled threads that weave our fate. I can feel the weight, and beneath the ice and snow, the stars burn bright. Here beneath the ice and snow, the stars burn bright. Tributaries, branching streams, running through my
of broken ones to leap without a thought when the moment comes.
Made of rocket fuel from the wave. thing. Feels like floating down freeways, exploring back roads in cornfields while watching your hair blowing.
Rock and roll out of Northeast Wisconsin, Radio for Pets, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That was About Nothing. Mad Roland Dahl from the Rotten Tommies before that. Hey, movie director and writer Michael Graff joins Terry Barr in just a couple of minutes. They're going to be talking about the brand new feature film that's been released in Wisconsin called Green and Gold. Cannot wait to learn about this. Terry Barr with Michael Graff coming up in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Herbal Aspect, now 4 Dane County locations. There's a brand new store in Sun Prairie. Check that out. Plus Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com. And by Doughboys Pizza Madison, a family restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison, delivering to Madison's northeast and downtown areas. You can go to DoughboysPizzaMadison.com or give them a call and order your pizza pie right now. 608-467-3017.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboys Pizza Madison today.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Move to Madison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just after 8:30 here on Max Inc. Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Hey, maybe you've heard there's a brand new movie out that's creating a lot of buzz. It's called Green and Gold. It's directed by Michael Graff. And here's Terry Barr talking to Michael about the feature film.
We have a special guest joining us tonight. Now, Michael Graff is one of the screenwriters of this new film called Green and Gold. And Michael, I'm so happy to have you here with me. Can't wait to talk to you about this film.
Thanks. Thank you for having me, Terry.
We mentioned that you're one of the screenwriters. How does an idea for a film like this, where does this bubble up from?
Well, every project is unique, and every project is birthed into the world in its own different way. This was actually interesting because the director and the producer approached me. They're two brothers that were born and raised in northern Wisconsin, had since moved away. They wanted to tell this story and add some Wisconsin authenticity to it. They had written an initial draft of the script that just wasn't landing well. They approached me and they knew I was a Midwestern-based screenwriter and they liked my writing style. And so I basically took their story and stripped it down to the studs and then built it back up again. And it's really, really been a fun project.
Wow, there's a lot to this. Let's take a listen to a part of this film.
For my grandpa Buck, farming wasn't a job or even a way of life. It was a sacred act.
Easy.
For him, it wasn't the frozen tundra. It was the Garden of Eden.
Does your granddad know where you're headed?
He knows I'll be home later.
I couldn't do farming anymore. I was on my way out for some bigger dreams.
This ain't your land.
Well, when you don't pay your loan, it becomes my land.
What was that about?
Where the hell you been?
Talk to Goaty. Apparently she's got some musician staying up at her cabin up on the big lake.
I'm Jenny.
Jenny, local musician. Goaty said you might be stopping by.
How much do we owe the bank?
You think I like tearing down the little guy, Buck? You think I like it?
Well, your license plate says A-hole.
I will make a little wager with you. The pack go all the way, I will give you another year interest-free. If they lose, you sign everything over to me.
Take it.
So we ain't betting pokes, Jenny.
I want to take your tape and share it with my manager.
Your granddaughter's, she's really talented.
Yeah, I know that. You do anything to hurt her, and I will hunt you down, and I'll cut you like a 10-pointer.
Great.
What do you think you're doing? I'm going to take the bet.
You better pray God owes the pack a favor.
Restoration. You know that no one cares about her little slice of nothing in the middle of nowhere.
I do.
I want to hear you before you become rich and famous.
No guarantee of that. You go chasing your hopes and your dreams, you forget who you are. And there is nothing worth the cost of losing everything that's wild and free.
In real life, miracles don't always arrive on time.
And the pack beat the bears.
And the good guy doesn't always win.
You still believe in what we're doing?
More than anything. Go back.
Okay. Okay, this is Wisconsin. We have mentions of Green Bay Packers, farming, of course, and then music. This is really a central theme in this film, the music of it. What was the choice to kind of dive into looking at this young woman who wants to be a musician?
Well, you know, we really wanted the story to have a universal appeal that felt authentic and real. You know, and it's really a story about two clashing dreams and two clashing sets of priorities. And it's a story about this young woman who wants to pursue a music, her career in music. She's a beautiful, beautiful, talented musician. And her grandfather who needs to save the family farm. And it's kind of, the story is kind of at the center of the clash between those two dreams. We think that's kind of a more universal story than just featuring a story about a dairy farmer that needs to have his farm saved.
But then you bring in the Packers and the Bears.
Yeah, the movie's loosely based on an actual story, on a real life event. It's about a farmer that is desperate. He's going to lose the family farm, fourth generation Wisconsin dairy farmer. It's fallen on hard economic times, and the bank is going to foreclose on him. He literally bets the farm on whether the Green Bay Packers are going to win the Super Bowl or not. And in our story, he's the world's biggest Packer fan. And saying that in a state that's full of the world's biggest Packer fans is quite a statement. You know, if we think in our story, it kind of works. He even names all of his dairy cows after all the great Green Bay Packer players. So it's kind of have fun. We have fun with the fact that, you know, there's a whole herd of dairy cows, you know, cows named Max McGee and Jerry Kramer and Bart Starr. So it's fun. It's been a fun project.
Oh my gosh. How proud are you to be a part of this?
I'm really proud of this. You know, it didn't really hit home until the movie won back-to-back audience awards down this past fall down at the Austin Film Festival down in Texas, and then also at the Heartland Film Festival in Indianapolis. And when it won those audience awards, as a writer, there's just the fact that we were able to connect with an audience that made it all worthwhile. And even the actors, Craig T. Nelson, who stars in the film, he plays kind of the crusty old grandpa, a dairy farmer in the movie. He said that what attracted him to the project was the script, was the screen. He said it's got a lot of heart. And I guess he was originally from the Midwest. He grew up in either Minnesota or South Dakota, but he's got family here in Wisconsin. And he said it rung true to him. The story rung true, and it has a lot of heart.
I think a lot of people are going to feel that way when they get a chance to see this. And I can't wait to see this film. I'm talking with Michael Graff. He is one of the screenwriters of this film, Green and Gold. What are your expectations? Do you have any? Do you just go into the opening weekend thinking, here we go?
My expectations, I just want folks to like it. I hope they enjoy it. You know, there's so few opportunities to tell Wisconsin-centered stories. Part of the fact the state of Wisconsin doesn't have film incentives, so it really discourages filmmakers from working in the state. And I just think this is it's a great opportunity to share what makes Wisconsin special and unique and cool and a great place to live. And I just hope that it connects with folks, not just in the state, but around the rest of the country. So, you know, we know what makes, you know, what makes living in Wisconsin great. But sometimes we need to share it with other folks too. I'm Scotty proud.
Yes, absolutely. And I wish you all the best. Again, Michael Graff, he is one of the screenwriters of the film Green and Gold, opening in theaters this weekend. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Terry.
it's my excavation too. Days cool on. Everything that happens is from now. This is is paralyzed. I keep throwing it down to you
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Bon Iver and R.E. Stax. That is from the soundtrack of Green and Gold, a brand new film that's being released here in Wisconsin. Thank you to Michael Graff and Terry Barr for the awesome conversation and all the information about the brand new film, Green and Gold. Green and Gold is in your local theaters right now. Check your local listings and get out and see a screening of it. It's really cool. I'm making my plans right now to go see it. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Bradley Fish Electrified Band just around the corner. Plus, we'll do a double dip of the new Primitives to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, it's brand new music from Bing Bong out of Madison, Wisconsin. Their new CD is called Hip Economists. This is Mean Old World. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're running low on toothpaste. The shampoo bottle coughs. We're down to just one towel, so we take turns drying off. The soap is made of tiny pieces of neatly melted chunks. And they just turn the water off. So now we smell like skunks. We don't mind, we got a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers. Twist up the former with a spin from the ladder. Get high and stay there flash through the fresh air. Blast all of our cares away for a while. Just for a little while. The boombox eats up all the tapes. The record player scratches. The channels that our TV gets come only in brief snatches. We can't afford no magazines, no newspapers or books. Our paintings all sit on the floor, cause we don't have any hooks. It's alright, we got a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers, twist up the formal with a skin from the ladder. Get high and stay there, flash through the fresh air, blast all the all cares away for a while. For a little while. There's nothing in the fridge to eat unless you're a moth. The stove, it don't work anyhow, so we just shrug it off. There's pizza boxes in the kitchen stacked up 10 feet tall. Yeah, we used to scrape off the cardboard, you don't eat it all. It goes good with a big bag of reefer, small bag.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. One of my favorite songs of all time here on Max Inc. Radio. Bradley Fish's Electric Fried Band, Big Old Bag of Reefer. My co-host, my good friend, Rocker, he's playing drums on that show. I'll send that out to you, my brother. Miss you. Can't wait to have you back in studio with us. I'm Jimmy K. Coming up, a double dip of the new Primitives to kick off the 9 o'clock hour, plus Ja Boogie from Natty Nation will come in and say hello right now. Let's hear some Work. The Fox and the Seal. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Then there was a fox. what to do. Not to prey on you.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Anger over President Trump's crackdown on undocumented migrants has spilled onto the streets of L.A. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Amanda Starantino is there.
Thousands of people took to the streets of downtown L.A. protesting President Donald Trump's illegal immigration policies. LAPD ordered multiple street closures in the area as the moving protests grew in size. It eventually shut down the 101 as demonstrators took their rally to the freeway. With Mexican and Central American flags waving, signs referencing the president's stance on immigration, explosions of fireworks and chants of Si Se Puede, their message loud and clear against the president's promise of mass deportation.
CBS News has obtained a government notice that says the Trump administration will terminate one of the temporary protected status programs for Venezuelans. That means hundreds of thousands of them could lose deportation protection.